Ryan, has it sunk in yet, what you've achieved?
Not really. I mean, even this morning, we're sort of get up and my friends been down and we're just sort of chatting away, and it's still surreal. I mean, going to Wembley and the FA Cup semi-final is a great achievement by the boys.
Did you sleep last night, or do you find yourself just laying there reliving it?
No, I got to sleep all right, but then what sort of when you wake up in the middle of the night and you sort of thinking that happened. So yeah, it's a moment I'll never forget.
And have you watched the game back?
I've watched bits of it. Just sort of yesterday I put it on and just sort of around the TV watching it, having some food and things like that. So I've watched bits of the game. Yeah.
Where does that one rank in terms of other games that you've played in your career?
No, that's definitely top. I think the atmosphere was incredible, and I thought we thoroughly deserved to go through as well.
And to get a goal in that atmosphere as well must have been terrific. Can you even put into words what that felt like when you crept round the back like that?
Obviously, I was delighted. It was a great ball in from Josie. I was just happy enough that I got a good contact in it and made sure it went in the back of net. But I thought the way the game was, the opening goal was going to be key. And they had a good chance and missed it. And sort of when these things go for you, you sort of think this could be our day.
This seems like a very special group at the moment, which is saying something considering how bad things were in the first half of the season. Let's be real about it. I don't know what it is, but you seem to have really grown together as a group.
Yeah, obviously it wasn't great at the start of the season. We've turned that around, and a lot of that's to the manager. He sort of got us all together, and there's a real team spirit within our group, and I think that shows. That's sort of 9 wins and 8 clean sheets. So things are definitely looking a lot better, and we're on the up.
And yourself? I mean, it was difficult for everybody, but there was a time where you seemed to be below par. Now, complete contrast. How has that changed?
Again, credit to the manager. He sort of turned it around for myself. Wasn't playing at the start of the season. I'm just happy he's given me a chance to prove myself, and hopefully I'm repaying his faith.
How well do you believe you're playing at the moment?
I think as a group we're playing really well. As a team we're working hard for each other, and I think that really shows. We're hard to break down, and we've got quality going forward as well.
And to play at Wembley?
Yeah, obviously we played there in the playoff final, it never ended great, so hopefully we go on and enjoy this occasion, and we'll be the underdogs, so we're looking forward to it.
I think the view yesterday before the draw was, at least this time, fans can go enjoy the day out. If you lose, doesn't really matter so much, because in playoff games the expectations are there, the nerves are there. But when Hull came out, suddenly people are saying, actually, you can win this now. So the expectation shifts again, doesn't it?
No, I think we'll definitely be the underdogs. But I mean, you don't go into any game. It doesn't matter if you lose, sort of thing. You're always wanting to win. And we'll be going there and trying to win, no doubt about that. Obviously, the task will be very difficult. They're a Premiership side, and it'll be a tough game, but we'll give it our best shot.
But a tough game for them as well.
Hopefully that's the way it pans out, and it's a tough game for them as well.
But to be honest, if you can beat Fulham and you can beat Villa and you can beat Forest and you can beat Charlton, why not Hull? Why not?
Well, definitely. I mean, I think from the Villa game, I think it showed in our league form and the performances that there's definitely a belief there. So going into the semi-final, there'll be a belief that we can win. We'll have a game plan, and hopefully we can put that into action. But obviously we've got a tough game on Wednesday, and we'll sort of focus on that as well.
Come on, let's dream a little bit here. 90 minutes from a cup final, the FA Cup final. When you say it like that, it just sounds a bit ridiculous, to be fair, but that's what it is now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what we can do. We can dream about it, and sort of the dream's alive. We've sort of kept that going. It started at Villa. I mean, it started away back in the first round, and you're sort of never looking that far. But as I say, the belief's definitely there within the group. I think it's good probably for the neutrals watching it. Maybe they'll be looking for an upset again. So hopefully it happens.
It's some feat though, isn't it, for a team to start out in round one from the third tier to go all the way to the final four, as you have done.
Yeah, it's definitely a great achievement. Sort of playing away at Colchester in the first round, it seems a long way back. But I think we've done well, and the performances lately are, back then we're sort of grinding out results, but now we're sort of performances are sort of backing up what we're with the result.
And the playoffs, are they within shooting distance too?
I think sort of we've just got ourselves a bit clear in the relegation battle, so we're just sort of focusing on that. But we'll just as we say, there's a hard game on Wednesday, and there's still a few games to go and points to play for, so we'll focus on every game.
You've not thought about Europe either, then? I'm sure that's been mentioned to you.
No, it's not actually been mentioned yet. We'll wait to see what happens. I mean, it's Wembley will be a great day out for the fans.
But hey, look, it's better to be in this kind of position, talking about it, even if it does seem a million miles away than not, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It means things are going well. So hopefully these things keep continuing on, and we're talking about finals or Europe and things like that, because it sort of means that things are definitely going well. But no, we're definitely enjoying it all. So hopefully it continues.